welcome to another captivating episode of Black Serendipity, the podcast that explores extraordinary moments that shape our lives. I'm your host, Janikia, and today we're going to jump into the transformative power of letting go. Life often presents us with challenges and obstacles, but what happens when we release our grip and surrender to the flow of the universe? Join me on this episode of self-discovery and embrace the freedom that comes with letting go. Grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and let's get to it. As we embark on this exploration, let us reflect on a powerful quote by Arthur Steve Maraboli. Letting go means to come to the realization that some people are a part of your history, but not a part of your destiny. Wow. I'm gonna read it again. Letting go means to come to the realization that some people are a part of your history, but not a part of your destiny. As I encourage you, I encourage myself. Because this year, I met the most broken version of me. But I also saw the strongest part of me. Letting go is a conscious choice. It's an act of courage and of faith, and it requires us to release the past, detach from outcomes, and trust in a higher plan. It's about acknowledging that certain people, situations, or emotions may have served their purpose in our lives, but no longer align with our journey forward. You know, we hold on to things out of fear. Fear of change, fear of the unknown, or fear of losing what we've grown accustomed to. But in the act of holding on, we limit our own growth and hinder our ability to fully embrace the serendipitous moments that awaits us. Like, how do you let go? How do we let go? How do we release the burdens that weigh us down and open up ourselves to the possibilities of the present moment? I am not sure if I'm qualified to tell you how to do this because I am still holding on to things. But some things, it's easy to let go of. Now, when it comes to people, unfortunately, there have been people in my life that it was easy for me to let them go. Sometimes God will give me dreams and visions, and I get so excited, and I'm ready for it to happen, and I'm ready for it to happen right then and there, like next day, like tell me what's going on, and I can't let that go because I want it to happen just like that. Just like that. But that's not how it works. Not how things work. My husband, was trying to tell me. He was trying to tell me he had to go. It was time. and I was praying day and night, all through the day. Do it, God, do it, because you can make a miracle. You can create miracles. You've raised the dead. I believed it. But when I let go and asked God to have his way, his will, not mine, I saw peace in my husband's disposition and his eyes. He was okay. He just wanted us to be okay. One time I said in therapy that I lied, and that because I told him we were going to be okay, and that he could go if he needed to go. And I loved him and I thanked him. And I told him I forgave him for all the freaking little Debbies. The snack cake, y'all. But he quietly left. I let go, although I miss him. I think he found peace. So some of the few guiding principles that helped me embark on my journey of letting go, and I hope that it can help you too. The first one was acceptance. Acknowledge that certain things are beyond your control and that holding on to them will only cause unnecessary suffering. Embrace acceptance as the first step towards liberation. Release resentment. Forgive those who have hurt you, including yourself. Forgive yourself. That is a hard thing for me, to forgive myself. But you got to, as you forgive others, forgive yourself. Holding on to resentment is like carrying a heavy anchor that prevents you from moving forward. Trust in divine timing. Have faith that everything unfolds in its own time, and that what is meant for you will find its way. Trust that the universe, trust that God has a plan, even if it's different from what you had envisioned. I envisioned that God would heal him, and he did. It just didn't look the way I wanted it to. Cultivate gratitude. Focus on the blessings in your life and shift your perspective towards gratitude. By appreciating what you have, you create space for new and positive experiences to enter. I was thankful to God because the doctor said 3 months. And God said, "Who am I?" Trusted God, and Jose had a year, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I can remember that entire year if I can't remember everything else in our marriage. I am grateful he gave me the wedding ring I wanted. He gave me the wedding I wanted. Gave me kids that act like him, but I wanted them. He gave me peace. He gave my children a great father. And God has been giving me grace and mercy, because it has been a struggle losing him and letting go of, because my path has changed. I'm no longer a wife. I'm still a mom, or rather a mother, and I'm a grandma. So God kind of kicked that caveat to me so that I could grow in the grace of letting go. But listen, my dear listeners, letting go is not a one-time event, but a continuous practice. It requires patience, self-reflection, and unwavering belief that something greater awaits us when we release the past. As we conclude this episode, I invite you to take a deep breath and visualize yourself shedding the weight of what no longer serves you, who no longer serves you. And if they get upset, it's okay. Forgive them, keep it moving. And people that God have taken out of your lives for whatever reason, accept it. Release resentment if the way it happened was not ideal. And trust in God's divine timing. I don't have any regrets. I'm living my truth. And I'm grateful for that. Embrace the freedom that comes with surrendering to the ebb and flow of life. Letting go is an act of faith, an act of trust in the universe, in God, and in yourself. Embrace the serendipity that unfolds when you release and open your heart to the remarkable possibilities that await you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this transformative episode of Black Serendipity. Remember, letting go is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to your strength and resilience. I am okay, because sometimes you have to close the window that hurts you, or the window that you don't understand. No matter how beautiful the view is, you just gotta let it go. Until next time, embrace the power of letting go and trust in the beauty of the unknown. Talk to you sooner.